Welcome back then, and off we go, part three.
I'm one of a kind.
I have with me Professor Dean Michael, with his very, very professional academic specs on. Ian Robinson's with me, and I'll introduce Ian and tell you about Ian very shortly. And of course, we've got this interview, hopefully everything will go according to plan, with the daughter of Matt Munro. So I've got about 2 or 3 minutes to crib and look at the little book that's been written. This is called The Rare Munro, by the way, the CD. But anyway, it's all going to happen in the next hour. Now, without any further ado, I think we'll go to Ian and Dean's work, and this is where we're going to start. And as a rock and roller, I'll be listening to this with great interest.
Sam and rock and roll on the beach. Let's go, let's go. Get away from the shady turf. Pack some waves on the sunny surf. When you're walking hand in hand, feel the heat of the burning sand. The cool beach sea, the red hot sun. Tonight we're gonna have some fun. Rock it to the rhythm of the Benidorm rock and roll. Rock it to the rhythm of the Benidorm rock. Sam and rock and roll on the beach. Let's go, let's go. Get away from the shady turf. Catch some rays on the sunny surf. When you're walking hand in hand, feel the heat of the burning sand. The cool beach sea, the red hot sun. Tonight we're gonna have some fun. Rock it to the rhythm of the Benidorm rock and roll. Rock it to the rhythm of the Benidorm rock and roll.
Okay, straight to the guest then. All right, so welcome in, Dean. Welcome in.
Thank you.
Nice to have you both back here. Last time you were, because the thing is, you change your act so differently. every time you're here, I've got to learn a whole set of names. You're sitting there looking like a mad professor at the moment, Dean.
I've got my glasses on because I've got to read something out in a little while.
Okay, because I put mine on just in case I did. I needed to see you. That was the main thing. Ian, you've got your shade, so you're not left out.
It's me trademark that, you know.
Last time I saw you, by the way, it was in a place that's been subsequently closed down. So
it happens to us a lot wherever we work.
But the town's always changed. Tell me about that track, by the way.
It was written originally by Johnny Redd from Johnny and the Jailbirds, and he came over. He was doing a shaky show. And he asked us would we record it. It was originally called the West Coast Rock and Roll.
Right.
So we said, can we change it round a bit and party it up a little bit and that. And that's the way it's going down well for us in the town.
It's going great.
Now you've begun to get into rock and roll over the last couple of years when I first came here, you know, I was looking around to see how many rock and roll acts were around. There weren't many. I think Wee Willie Harris was the only one that was actually wearing the drapes.
Yeah.
So then I spotted you doing the show Waddy Waddy tribute, which was great. And of course, that you've had a restructuring of that, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay, so then you were doing some work on your own. Well, of course, you always tend to do little projects on your own anyway, don't you?
Well, you've got to, haven't you? You've got to just keep putting your finger in different pots on that, haven't you?
With also the Elderly Brothers.
The Elderly Brothers, of course.
He's more elderly.
Very, very elderly, actually, Dean. You know, getting elderly by the day. Dean, I've got a little thing that came through on my emails. I've got to tell you this. This is from Mike Ellis. And please give my sincere regards and love to Dean Michael when you have the interview. Dean's been a close family friend for many years. Helped me launch the charity National Society for Children and Family Contact.
Yes.
What maybe not know now known is that kind permission of my friend and supporter, and we did know this, by the way, Charlie Lansborough, of course, because
yes.
I spoke with him.
That's right, we spoke.
And you told me anyway, so it was nice, you know. Dean was given permission to cover his number one hit song, What Colour Is the Wind, and dedicate it to the charity along with Dance With My Father. Incidentally, I didn't realise Ian's son is
yeah,
a little...
Corey.
That
Corey.
Is a lovely little DVD,
yeah.
And I just hope if anybody's listening and hasn't seen this, A, the song's lovely, because it's a lovely song written by Charlie Lansborough. B, you do a great song there, Dean. It really is a nice
Thank
song.
You.
And your lad is a brilliant star on that.
He is.
He is. It's really good, you know.
We had to bribe him to do that.
Yeah, we had to take him to Terra Mitica.
Well, Mike might be listening, because he asked for the web links and everything.
Yes.
So I did send it to him. So hopefully, Mike, if you are listening on the internet...
Hello from us, Mike, over here. We're thinking about you all the time.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, obviously, we're going to try and get hold of Michelle very shortly, and can you just tell me how this all cropped up?
Well, Michelle became Anders and her brother, young Matt Munro, became supporters of the charity that we're working for in the UK, the National Society for Children and Family Contact, and now they're supporters as well, so the links are all starting to get put together to different websites and things, and I know Matt's got a new album from EMI which we were sent yesterday to hear to be to play today on the show.
Yeah.
So Michelle has become involved as well. So I've only really spoke to her by email and different things, but I've never actually spoke to her personally. So it'd be nice.
Oh right, okay.
When we link up with her later, all being well.
Well, when you gave me the details and we started looking into this, and this was on Monday.
Yeah.
Paul Melba was in.
Right.
Now Paul used to live with the household.
All right.
So they all know each other really well, and it was quite nice because Paul was then having a chat about some great old times they remembered.
Right.
So the whole thing's really, it's like a big family, isn't it?
Yeah, excellent.
Now, what Michelle was telling me was that she's looking, well, she'll develop it obviously as soon as we get her on the phone, but basically she was looking at tracks that she felt maybe revived memories of a great, great singer. And because he was like the singer, wasn't he?
Yes, yeah, it was fantastic. Unique voice, didn't he? He had a fantastic...
Well, I mean, they were just lovely songs, and he did them so well. And I don't really know whether this is totally true, but my mum told me many years ago that we have a connection with our family into their family.
Right.
Now, you know, these things, you never know whether they're true or not, but basically it's become very interesting for me, you know.
Yeah.
Before we go to Matt's song, and then I'll try and get Michelle on the telephone.
Okay.
2:14, your time check is on the Thero, OCI, on 94.6. You've got a gig here that I'm looking at as a cracking car. Tell me about the gig.
This Saturday, isn't it, Ian?
It's on the 16th.
This coming Saturday. It's called, he'll tell you how to get there if anybody wants to go. Elderly Brothers, Shawaddy Waddy.
Who else? Joey Legend.
Play. There's quite a big show, and a meal as well.
A meal, yeah.
And if they want tickets to go and information, if they ring 67882948, that's 67882948, they'll give information.
Yeah.
And it should be good. And they're putting music on every week, I think.
And
so
can just anybody go to this one?
I believe so, yeah. If you ring the number, as I say, for the...
We'll give that number out again towards the end of the show, then.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, now, quickly looking through Michelle's booklet that she's produced alongside the CD, I noticed that she's really trying to get stuff that a dad would not have been thought of as being the singer of these types of songs. Plus, she's got some jingles in there as well, so we'll look at those, maybe.
It's got all the old jingles he used to do, hasn't it?
Yeah, Baby Sham. British Reel.
I remember the Baby Sham one.
And the wonder of Woolworth.
Yeah,
well.
The Woolies one, yeah.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll put a track on, then we'll try and get her on the phone. Right. Now, these things do have a habit of sometimes going wrong, so we'll see what happens. Fingers crossed.
Okay.
This is Matt Munro doing New York, New York while we get the number. So, here we go. Now, because obviously you, technically, if you're going out one day as a duo, singing Everly Brothers songs, and then, you know, round the corner you've got to change your bag and then you become another act, how do you handle that?
It's the same, stops boredom setting in, doesn't it? You know, and you like doing your own thing as well. I mean, we don't sing Everly Brothers songs.
Although we call the Elderly Brothers. We do a medley, don't we, just for the people that come in.
We have to, don't we? But
yeah.
I must be honest, exactly what you're telling me is the way I feel. So every now and again I'll go out and I'll do guitar vocals for a number of months. Basically, learn a few numbers that I haven't played for a while or never done before. Get me Cob Iron out for something that I've never played before. Or Father Ignatius going to have a little break.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Rockin' Rupert doesn't do anything for a while. You know, because otherwise you do go stale.
Stale,
yeah, you do, yeah.
But what we like as well, we like other people come getting up at us, so we can just
throw we some harmonise. We harmonise with them if anybody comes in.
A nice lad came along on Sunday. It was at a place called Shea Flow up in Calpe, and can't remember the lad's name, but he sang a lovely song. He's doing swing, youngish lad, Bo, I think he was calling himself. Mm-hmm. And you know, obviously, I don't expect that's going to be his real name. But good luck to him, because I thought he sang two or three really good songs.
Yeah,
gave me a break.
We put a little bit of a new feel to our Elderly Brothers show as well earlier on, because we're doing Michael Bublé stuff now.
Well, his arrangement of Save the Last Dance for Me.
Nice for that. She does a key change in that.
Yeah, that's right.
Dean does that. So when that goes wrong, it's down the way.
Because I think the problem with a lot of acts is they won't say, look, I can't sing this song. I love the song, but I can't sing it.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of songs I would dearly love to go out and do, but I know I don't do them well.
And you wouldn't attempt it, yeah.
And yet you do get some acts who basically you'll just plough on, and they don't really stop and say, well, I'm not really doing myself the biggest favour by singing this song.
Yeah. It's like that, for an instance, the Bohemian Rhapsody song. Do you remember when that came out?
Yes.
I thought, I've got to learn this. Mm. And I used to sing that. And for about 6 months after, but it just didn't suit me at all.
It took you 6 months to realise.
I tell you, I'm flabbergasted at the amount of words that you seem to be able to remember, because you know, like a lot of people, it's you come to a point where every now and again you just get this mental block, and you've just got to busk it and talk a bit of rubbish for 2 or 3 lines. You know.
We have a score system now. We do. If he makes a mistake, that's one to me. Okay. And then if I make a mistake, then it's one to him, you see. So
if you make a mistake, that's one to me.
Mistake. So the sound guy's behind us going like this.
I tell you what is really nice. Yeah. When you're really having a bit of a downer, you're not enjoying your work, something happens. And there's either a little old lady whose feet, maybe the false teeth drop out.
Yeah.
Or something like a little kid turned up at this place I was working at not so long ago. And the kid was just an absolute brilliant kid.
Yeah.
He just stood, and his little dance, little feet were going, and he just loved the music. And I don't think it mattered who was on.
That's right, yeah.
Ian does it. We get quite a few children, with the parents, coming to watch us with Shawadi Wadi. Mm. And he'll say, you know, if they've been well behaved at the front, he always gives them a mention.
Oh, I always do.
Because it's nice.
Every time you read the paper, it's always going about Asbo's getting lobbed out left, right, and centre, and how bad children are now, their hoodies and all this. So I always think, because a lot of the children that are in could be anything from 2 to 15, and they won't know any of the music we do.
Yeah,
but they sit there impeccable, don't
they?
They're not running around.
No, they're sitting watches.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. The sad thing is, everybody does get the impression that every single kid growing up is a potential devil, but they're not.
Yeah. No,
most are really quite nice, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. My son isn't.
Okay, now I started off with a track of yours, and I've got to look at the clock and remember I've got to do the station's business before we finish. So tell me what else is on this CD.
This is it's a good little story, actually. Johnny Red, who was mentioned before, is over doing his Shaky Show at the Rock and Roll House. He's become very close friends with the young man that wrote a lot of Shakin' Stevens stuff.
Oh, right.
And I think he wrote My Cutie Cutie and You Drive Me Crazy. And it's a song that he's given him. He's written it for Shaky, but I don't know what happened, but he's given it to Johnny and the Jailbirds, and it's excellent.
We wouldn't mind doing it, actually, would we?
It's excellent.
Yeah. I met Johnny down at the Rock and Roll House,
and
in fact, they came in on the show, so I know who we're talking about, and he's a big lad, isn't he?
Yeah. Lovely fella.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the second track, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, I Got Love, it's called. It's Ronnie Hill, is it?
Just give it a little whirl. Here it comes. Apologies for talking over this, but I'm looking at the clock, and sometimes you can hear the music and never discuss what it was all about. There's a nice riff in that. I like your guitar. Who's playing your guitars there?
It's not us, that's Johnny in the Jailbirds.
Lovely little guitar riff. That's nice.
It's good. We'd love to do the song, though. It's great. We're just listening in the car coming. We said I would like to do it.
That's a nice number, that. Nice sax player as well.
Yeah. So it was Down to the Ground, it's your Waddy. Yeah. Tribute, yeah.
Okay, let's go over this Ristorante La Ventetta. Tell us about that once again.
It's at Finkamar Booth, which is not far from, I assume, between Alicante and Benidorm. The telephone number is 67882948. That's 67882948. We're doing the Elderly Brothers show. We'll be doing that, the Shawaddy Waddy, and also...
Joey Legend with his Elvis tribute, and the sax player, Rick Allen.
Rick Allen, right. He's a brilliant sax player, yeah.
He was with Elton John, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, and what about Benidorm at the moment? Because everybody always comes in and says it changes at this time. Are you finding that?
Fantastic. September's got to be the best month of the year.
Yeah, I think that must have been.
Nicest audience.
I tend to stay away July and August.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to see us, we're in the town. We're the Elder Brothers and we're not at the moment.
We start back the 3rd of October.
So
with the Elder Brothers, second with Shawaddy Waddy.
Yeah, and we're there all the time with Shawaddy Waddy, so...
Okay, yeah. What about this DVD? Is that... Now, you can't just drop it because it's a good DVD, and unfortunately, the first time I looked at it, I tended to hear the music because I was busy and I didn't spend enough time looking at the DVD. It's a nice little DVD.
Nice little story with this as well.
It's got a great story. Like I said, my son, Corey... He was playing my son, you see, in the video. He had to act as Dean's son.
Right.
And there's a part in it where it says, like, you lift me up, and Dean had to pick him up, put him on his shoulders, and walk down the street with him. And it was a really hot day, and he had to do about 15 takes. And the cameraman was really in Corey's face and all that, and he's only five, and he turned to the cameraman and said, "This isn't my real dad, you know, I'm only acting."
Lovely.
People can see that on YouTube, you know, it's been put on there now.
Has it really?
You know the YouTube, the broadcasting?
Right. Yeah.
If they just go on there and click on Dean Michael, spelled D-E-N-E, not D-A-N, D-E-N-E, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, and the two songs will come up, The Colour of the Wind, which is written by Charlie Lansborough for the charity, and also the Dance With My Father, which Corey is featured in, Ian's son.
You can even just type in Dance With Me Father.
Okay, does it come up there, yeah. So that's the YouTube on the net, so it's featured if anyone wants to see it. I think Mikey, who I was speaking to earlier, who was sent the email, he's setting all the promotions up for it because they're trying to release it at the moment. So, and he's in touch, I think, with the lady that does the 5 o'clock show here and in the ITV. Not the pop idol, the other one, the X Factor.
Oh, right.
Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, yes.
Supposed to be, she's doing a piece on there. So
well, look, keep at the back of your mind, you've got Children in Need.
Yes.
Obviously Christmas, because I think you can hit both those markets. Mm. I think I haven't really enthused about it as much as I wanted to, because realistically, I'd not seen it all the way through.
Right.
And then when I picked it up and just played it, I thought, yeah, this really, it's got something. It's nice. A nice DVD, that.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe a poster by the gigs.
Right, okay.
All right, look, thanks for coming in.
Yes, thank you.
And we'll go out with that track again, I think, eh?
Thanks, Vince.
Thanks very much, Dean.
Nice one, thanks a lot.
Lovely. That's Dean Michael and Ian Robinson. Don't forget, you can see them around town, around Benidorm. And we're finishing with this track that they're going to possibly put on a record on their show. Yes, but all my heart.